Welcome to First Focus, a brand new weekly podcast here at First Press Columbia, where we take a look at various events and ministries around the church. This week, Dr. Thomas joins us on our inaugural episode to help us kick it all off. He'll be telling us about the upcoming changes to the Wednesday evening Centerpoint format. For those that don't know, Centerpoint is our Wednesday evening meal and teaching time that begins around 5 p.m. and ends at 7. Sometimes we have a number of options for people to attend. But this semester, we're coming together to hear Dr. Gabe Fleur take on the issue of apologetics. More on that next week, so be sure to come back and listen then. In the meantime, if you have questions about the schedule, location, topic, or would simply like more information, please don't hesitate to contact us. You can find all our contact information on our website, which is firstprescolumbia.org, or on the app. Now, let's get to our conversation.
Thank you, Josh, and it's nice to have these podcasts back again.
Yeah, thanks for joining me.
And these are now going to be on the app, so if you're listening to this podcast, you're aware of that, so I'm telling you what you already know.
Right, you're already there.
Yeah,
right.
And in part, I was excited about it because I am so tired of so many announcements on a Sunday morning, as are half the congregation, and we're trying to move away from endless announcements on Sunday morning. So be prepared for that over the next year or so. We're definitely moving away from all of those announcements. But one of the announcements that I gave recently was about the change of format on Wednesday evenings at Centerpoint. And we've experimented with a number of ideas over the years, and there has been success, and then it has kind of waned again, and we've been in one of those waning periods for a while. And one of the things that's been made clear is that those folks with young children, families,
mine.
Yeah, and if it doesn't finish till 7:15 or 7:30, and then by the time, you know, you've said goodbye and got them home and brushed their teeth, I mean, it's late for school next day.
That's right.
And we heard that, so we're going to finish hard at 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock. We're cutting everything off 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
People go pick up their kids.
Now, that does mean that we've got less than an hour. You know, we have dinner at 5:15 or so, and we're hoping to begin at 6. It might be 6:10 or so before we actually begin.
Which is different because we have been starting at 6:15.
Right.
And we're pushing
We're trying to push that back a little bit so that we can get an hour. And the teaching time usually ends, and then there's an exodus of a lot of people, and then we have a prayer time.
Yeah.
And we're going to try, and I know that some of you will resist this, but we're going to try and not have that exodus. By the time the teaching and the Q&A part of it will be done, I'm guessing it's going to be right up to about 6:45.
Okay, so 10 to 15 minutes of prayer probably at the end.
So it's not a lot. And we're going to do it exactly where we're sitting. So no getting up and moving around, just wherever we happen to be sitting. And typically, for those of you who don't come to the prayer meeting often, you may not have been aware that recently we've been praying around the table. So the only people that are hearing the prayer are the four or five people who are actually around that table with you. Or if you're off to the side, there may be four or five or six in a small little group. And we pray for various things, and there'll be a sheet of paper, folks who are sick and missionaries. And there may be occasionally a special thing that I'm asking you to pray for in church life or in world affairs and so on. And, you know, if you're not happy and okay with praying out loud, and I understand there are folk who I've not done that before and are kind of shy about it.
Yeah.
I mean, two things. First of all, then don't, but pray silently along with the others. But pray short little prayers. And if they're just one sentence, then that's fine. And learn to walk that way. And we'll experiment for this spring with this formatting, I'm expecting a large crowd.
This is a big topic. Apologetics is always going to draw a big...
So there may be just a few sort of hiccups along the way in terms of transitioning, and especially transitioning from the Q&A right into that time of prayer without stopping.
Right. So have grace with us as we learn how to transition.
If you are coming on Wednesday nights, just tell yourself, I'm here till 7 o'clock, no matter what's happening around me.
Right.
I'm here till 7 o'clock. And that's going to be, I think, a wonderful, wonderful series.
I'm really looking forward to it. I remember you mentioned people who are uncomfortable with prayer. Melanie, she came from a Catholic background where prayers were very form prayers. So the idea of praying out loud, she used to call it freestyle praying. Right. And she was uncomfortable with freestyle praying. And I think what really helped her to move along was A, the pressure that she didn't have to be eloquent. She didn't have to be long. She could just say, Dear Lord, help me with this. Amen. And that's
right.
It.
And no one is grading these prayers.
Right.
Now, very occasionally, I will call on an individual, and it will be an elder if I do that. Right. More likely than not, it'll be an elder.
Right. So you don't have to live in terror that Dr. Thomas is going to call on me to pray.
But there may be a particular thing that I want us all to hear about, and I may call somebody up to the microphone. Mm. But rest assured, it's probably not going to be you.
Right. Well, thank you, Derek. Thanks for helping us kick this off. Everybody who's listening.
Thank you, Josh, for doing this.
And we want you on Wednesday night.
Well, this is just the little mini podcast.
Yep.
But we are soon, I think, going to try and put out a video or two.
Yeah, that would
on
be
a regular
fantastic.
Basis. So.
Can you imagine people actually wanting to watch us?
Keep watching that app. And, and if you see video from Josh,
we're done. Right. That's right. Thanks.
You've been listening to First Focus. For Dr. Derek Thomas and all our staff here at First Pres, I'm Josh Wires. Thanks for joining us. If you have any comments, questions, or concerns, don't hesitate to contact us. We hope you'll join us next week. And until then, God bless.